Ko moe awa tēnei, and this is your Wāte News. I karua Rāwhiti MP Kushla Tangair Emanuel is welcoming the visit to her storm-wrecked region by Emergency Management Minister Mark Mitchell. They Rāwhiti and Hawke's Bay have been hit by torrential rains, closing roads and flooding parts of Wairua Township. Ms Tangair Emanuel says even though many people in the area still haven't recovered from last year's Cyclone Gabrielle, she hasn't heard any whining. She says it's a chance for the minister to get his priorities right.
The most important thing here is the people, and I'm glad that the minister's coming on the ground so he can see this reality and hopefully reprioritise the money into the infrastructure here on the East Coast. These may not be considered roads of national significance, but these are lifelines for our communities, and where's the value of people?
Kushla Tangair Emanuel says communities were prepared for the storm and established their own emergency response sites. On other news, youth advocacy groups have handed over a 2,800 signature petition opposing the Ram Raid Bill, which creates a new range of offences and sanctions targeting young people. The petition was accepted on the steps of Parliament yesterday by Green Party Wellington Central MP Tamitha Paul. Aaron Hendry from youth homelessness charity Kickback says leaders need to listen and adapt to new information.
We're calling on Parliament to step back, to look at the evidence, to work across the House to develop a unified strategy around how we actually care for and support our children when they do come into conflict with the law.
And Māori Development Minister Tama Pōtika says the Matariki public holiday is now part of our nationhood. When Tika Hui o Matariki public holiday bill was going through the select committee stage, National proposed it should substitute an existing public holiday like Labour Day, while ACT opposed entirely. 2 years later, Mr Pōtika says the holiday is a bi-Māori for Māori event, which everyone in Aotearoa can celebrate.
My understanding is that we'll continue to celebrate this, support this, and keep moving forward. Certainly from my perspective as the Minister for Māori Development and Māori Crown Relations, it's something that I immensely tautoko, and it reinforces again our reo, our culture is fundamental and foundational to nationhood.
And that's your Wāte News.